Shiloh Easton woke with blood on her hands, heat on her face, her cheeks. Stones dug into her spine. Grass tickled her bare arms. Blinking, Shiloh stared up at a hard blue sky, no clouds. The round disk of the sun peeked between her eyelashes, too bright to look at. At the fringes of her vision, towering jack pines, eastern hemlocks, and cottonwoods stretched for the heavens. But heaven was too far to reach. Hell was right here beside her. Wetness on her fingers, blood, slick and technicolor red. It splattered her forearms, slippery on her palms, red lines beneath her fingernails. Somehow she understood. It was not her blood. The terror was like biting into a live wire. Her stomach churned. She sat up, white spots spinning in front of her eyes. Don't look. A primal instinct echoed from the deepest part of herself. Whatever you do, don't look. Shiloh forced herself to look. Her legs stretched out in front of her, worn jeans with holes in the knees, sneakers stained with mud. Past her feet lay hard-packed dirt. Glass shards and tiny bits of metal and plastic glinted in the sunlight. The ground was torn up in the shape of footprints. Here and there, tufts of grass were matted down. A rusted forklift sat to her right, next to a tiered rack of scavenged tires and rims. In front of her stood row after row of junked vehicles, cars and trucks and vans by the dozens. Her eyes skipped past the unmoving shape lying a few yards away. The thing she didn't want to see. Didn't want to know. She couldn't remember what had happened. Why blood streaked her hands. Unsteadily, she stood. Dizziness washed over her. Shards of glass stuck to her hair, to her jeans. She bent double, gasping, her hands on her thighs. Fear stuck in her chest like a fish hook. Shiloh blinked, her mouth moving, silently repeating the only words that could calm her. Montgomery, Alabama. Juneau, Alaska. Phoenix, Arizona. The places she so desperately yearned to see, but never had. A collection in her head. Lists of cities, states, and countries. Places she would visit someday. Steeling herself, she straightened. Her bloody fingers curled into fists at her sides, fingernails digging hard into her palms. Her eyes settled on the lumpy form her brain had refused to register. A body. With a rush of hollow horror, she took it in. The scuffed work boots, worn jeans, plaid shirt with the sleeves rolled up to the forearms, the familiar red handkerchief tied around the neck. His head was turned to the side, body splayed like he'd fallen backward or had been pushed. She took a step closer, forced herself to circle the body. Little Rock, Arkansas. Sacramento, California. Denver, Colorado. His faded John Deere cap lay a yard away in the grass. Blotches of crimson darkened the olive-green fabric. A crowbar lay beside the hat. It glistened red, tufts of hair and bits of flesh clinging to the iron. The hard, grizzled features had gone slack. Silver-gray hair blackened on one side with blood and other things she didn't want to consider. Bits of bone, brain matter. The left side of his face was caved in. He was dead. Her grandfather was dead.